Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hopefully you're having a wonderful, wonderful time. And, well, we just heard from State Senator Jim Carlin, who posed the question, did Chuck Grassley buy votes for his grandson's election to Speaker of the House? Which clearly presumes that members of his own party serving in the Iowa House are for sale. One of them called us. He is Representative Bobby Kaufman. I'm guessing you were listening to that, Bobby?
I was definitely listening in, Simon. It definitely piqued my interest.
Okay.
You know, I was going to call that exchange by General Senator Carlin desperate, but that was so embarrassing that desperation doesn't even begin. I'm not sure who advised him to attack the integrity of the entire House Republican caucus, but that's the kind of ineptitude that I've come to expect from him. There's one quick analogy. You know, in the NFL, the last pick is known as Mr. Irrelevant. Whether it's his time in the Iowa House, or President Trump ignoring him when he came here, or his role in Iowa politics, Jim Carlin is Mr. Irrelevant in Iowa politics.
Well, I got to ask you, are you for sale, Bobby Kaufman?
Absolutely not. And I want to thank Chuck Grassley for recognizing that we had millions and millions from Tom Steyer. We had millions from the East Coast, California, Massachusetts. For him to say that we were not under attack in 2020 as House Republicans is so aloof that, frankly, he should resign his candidacy for the United States Senate. Of course we weren't for sale, and thank goodness that Chuck Grassley stepped up and helped us to beat back all that left-wing money.
So I find this really genuinely remarkable. Look, I understand he's running against an incumbent that a lot of people like. There are some people who think Chuck Grassley has served enough time now. Jim Carlin appears not to be getting much in the way of traction. So I understand he needs to find a thing to attack him with, but it was bizarre to me that he chose to attack the entire Republican caucus.
Well, clearly when you were talking to him, he didn't even know his facts. He was learning things from you on his very line of attack. I mean, it was very bizarre, but again, it shows an aloofness that has followed him his entire political career.
So, I mean, with that accusation now hanging out there, you feel it might come up again in 2022 from Democrats.
Well, of course. Senator Carlin is Democrats' best friend. He's now given them a line of attack. In his desperate fledglings to attempt to smear us, he's given Democrats ammunition.
I'm almost at a loss. I mean, I asked you the key question, which is, are you for sale? I guess we should all know if you voted for Pat Grassley to be Speaker.
I did.
Okay. What happens next? Does anything happen next, Bobby Kaufman? Because this stuff is out there now, right? Does anything happen next?
I think what happens is the little bit of dim light that was in Jim Carlin's credibility just got completely shut out. I mean, he still had some people that respected and supported him, and there were very few of them. But now I think even those folks are going to say, goodness gracious, he couldn't get his facts straight. He's accusing my colleagues of being bought and paid for. And then when he comes on your show to defend it, he mumbles and stumbles. I mean, this is a Jim Carlin credibility problem, not a House Republican problem.
Okay, we will talk to you next year as we do as the session gets underway or before it gets underway. We'll see what's on your agenda. You always let us know that, which we're very grateful for, and we'll go from there, my friend. All right.
Looking forward to it, Simon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I'm glad we created enough stir to make you pick up the phone. Appreciate it. You
no
take
problem.
Care. It is a very strange thing to do, I think. I just think it's very strange. So, he's done what he's done, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that are very angry about it. It's just, on one level, it's really bizarre, right? It's just a bizarre thing. And I repeat, I understand he has to find something if he's going to get some traction. That just seems to be a very odd thing to go for, which is my colleagues are for sale. Now, I know he's trying to attack the senator, but did he think it all the way through? Because if he's right about the senator, Did Chuck Grassley, this is his headline, did Chuck Grassley buy votes for his grandson's election to Speaker of the House? That was from Jim Carlin. Well, if the answer to that question is yes, then the second answer to that question is House Republicans are for sale. Right? That has to be the equal headline. I mean, you would have to say that's the same headline in reverse. Anyway, we're out of time.